I have been working in the field since 1998. And before that also, at the age of 14, I was appointed Imam of the Masjid for Salat al-Tarawih because I had memorized the Quran. Salam. And what I noticed is when you are in the field, especially when you graduate, you've learned something, you have sat in a circle, you have studied something, at the beginning, you always feel and believe, which is not bad. You believe you are right. You have reason to believe that you are right. This is the evidence of why I am right. To that point, it's still a good thing. It's a good thing. You follow what I'm saying? Then we think to ourselves, I need to spread what is right so that others can actually follow what is right. It's also a good thing. Still a good thing, right? It's required. Then what happens beyond that? Then beyond that, we tend to have an idea that there is no scope for anyone else to interpret this in any other way besides my way and the way of my sheikh. Are you following what I'm saying? That itself is a disease. That's a disease. You and your sheikh can fly a kite, both of you. If you think you are the only one and you have, what is the difference between us and the others? If we think that our sheikh is the only sheikh who's right in this dunya, come on. That is a disease that others have. We should not be having that. So no matter who you are, you can believe you are on Quran and Sunnah, but you cannot believe that you cannot make mistakes and your sheikh cannot make mistakes. That is a disease. That is a big disease. And the problem is shaitan comes to everyone, including the one who is on haq. Shaitan comes to those who are on haq more than he goes to others. Because he, look at the kuffar. He's already got them in his trap. He doesn't bother with them. They are excited, they are happy. He's got them in on his side. But shaitan comes to those who are coming towards the right path. Those who want to call others towards the good path, shaitan comes and what does he do? He tries to contaminate you in so many ways. He's very deceiving. Let's not think he doesn't come to us. He comes. Subhanallah. So why I'm saying this is because I have noticed over the years there is a war between us based on who your sheikh is. What's the point? I laugh at it. My sheikh is Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Hashimi al-Qurashi. If there is anyone besides that, I respect them. A lot of them have more right than wrong, but I would not be a person who just says blindly, this sheikh is 100% right. Everything he has uttered. Who is he? Can you explain to me who is he? Say the biggest name on earth today, according to you, it will be a different name according to him, and it will be a different name, and we are all on Quran and Sunnah. So it's a disease because if you look at the groupings that we have created out of a good heart, we have created too many groupings. I know of scholars who are all on Quran and Sunnah. They are fighting each other like nobody is on the right path. You are all, me and my sheikh are right, the rest of you. And I know that some of them grew up together, studied together. They know what's right. And a lot of the times their students are the ones who created a bigger disaster than them themselves.